Teaching and Learning in a Post-COVID World, Critical Race Theory, Howard Zinn, Truth, Band? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Well, maybe we might be bringing on some anxiety for the last half hour here, though. But again, big thanks to Linda McKee from AQIP, the Association for Advancing Quality in Educator Preparation, in the first half hour. Check them out if you're looking for teacher education accreditation and just some of the cool stuff that they're trying to do to maybe give us a different perspective of what it means to go through accreditation from the place of a partnership. Top of the hour, though, breaking news, Milwaukee proposal. And I'll read it from here. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a proposal to dissolve Milwaukee Public Schools passed the state assembly today, along with bills that could expand private schools and implement a range of policies sweeping the nation to oppose equity efforts in schools. My goodness, Republican legislature in Wisconsin, way to deliver on the big three: dissolving public schools, creating private school choice, and going after equity. My goodness, what a day in Wisconsin it is. However, we do have a caller, Bob, from Westchester, Illinois, is on the phone. Bob, what is happening, man?
I got the wrong number, so I thought I was going to talk to Rick Smith.
Rick Smith?
Yeah. Devil's Advocate, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're on the Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, you have the right station. Just, this is Busted Pencils Radio. Hey, Bob, interesting. Yeah, I'll have to see if we've got a Rick Smith on the payroll.
Yeah, I don't know. Bob, you still there, though, or did you drop off, man?
I'm still here.
Okay, so, I mean, you're on. Let's talk about it. You know, what you got any sense of breaking up public schools and creating private choice?
No, I'm diametrically opposed to it.
Well, then, you're not going to be moving to Wisconsin from Illinois, then?
System, and I think it should be separate and apart from the state.
Yeah.
Completely. All religious-affiliated schools should be separated from the state, and the public school system should be left alone unto itself.
I'm right there with you, Bob.
No tax dollars for private education.
Well, I mean, this has been going on for the long. I said Milwaukee is kind of the petri dish of choice. In fact, 40 some years ago, it was the first place to say, hey, you have a failing public school system, and the fix to failing public schools is to allow kids to take tax money and choose their way out of public schools. No record of success there in actually making that happen. So I don't know. Do we take today, though, the legislature in Wisconsin and saying, you know, we're just going to break up the entire school system of them? Are they throwing up their hands and going, you know what, we're just going to blow it up then? If we can't have it, if we can't destroy it the way we want to destroy it, we're going to blow it up.
Well, I can't answer that. I mean, you know, if somebody wants to go to school privately, private education, then it should be privately funded.
Okay. Well, we got your take, Bob. You know what, though? Hey, check out Busted Pencils every Tuesday night, man. We would love your repeat caller. I know you were trying to get somewhere else,
yeah,
but
hold on,
we appreciate your time, man.
Hold on one sec. I'll pick you up private. I want to see that we can get you where you were looking to go in the first place.
Yeah. Take a little walk with Evan there. So, Johnny.
Yeah, well, we're at it. I mean, you nailed it in the beginning of this second part of the show. It's like, this is not new business. Right. This is some of the same old recursive politics that are primarily about, you know, like we said, defunding and dismantling public schools. And it's really, especially at this moment, I mean, we'll just put it into context for listeners. I mean, it is like stomping on or kicking somebody on the ground. right? I mean, like, this is not a fair fight. Public schools, especially even the most well-off school districts right now, are in a post-COVID, pre kind of emerging from COVID moment. Every district I know, whether it's affluent or it's urban, struggling, or, you know, we can give any kind of adjective to it, we're all scrambling to figure out, where are our kids? How are they doing? How are our teachers? How are they doing? What are we going to be able to do to support the ongoing high flex, right? We talked about a couple weeks ago, conditions of not only teaching, but learning. So every district around the country, really around the world right now, is figuring out, how do we begin to repair, restore, rebuild? Mm. And so, just to put it into context, you know, these are political leaders who are taking advantage of a moment, a particular moment where all hands are on deck to figure out how to serve the community. There's also a threat there that communities are going to have a say in that, right? Wow. And so why not pass some legislation that says, hey, there's a wounded person down, instead of bringing help to it or giving it even space to just heal and stand back up while that person's down, or while the schools are down, let's give them a kick. You know, let's put our knee on their throat and let's really end this public school thing. And so it really comes down to, do we believe that public schools are a function of government and democracy, or do we allow our governments to say the role they're in is to make sure that companies, is really what this is about, industry has an opportunity to capitalize on the young people of the city of Milwaukee, or whether it's Detroit or New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. Or any of these communities that have experienced the dismantling of the public system, right? The idea is, like, it says, hey, what we want to do is create a market where there didn't need to be a market before, where quality public schools can do the job, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's recursive. It's an age old thing that we need to hope gets stopped, because really Milwaukee needs to have its public school system.
And just think about what you just said. There is, okay, you know, again, somebody would go, look, it's a tough school. And John, I'm glad you're pointing out the fact that actually, you know, during COVID and after COVID, the pain that all schools are feeling, the fact that this is just kicking somebody when they're down again.
Absolutely.
My goodness. But you know, the solution, if there was truly the problem that the legislature is trying to make us believe, the solution of breaking up a public school system, there's no evidence anywhere in our time that doing this creates better schools. In fact, you know, our buddy Arnie Duncan, who wonderfully said Katrina was the best thing to happen to the New Orleans public school system. In fact, when you go back now and you talk to people in New Orleans, it was, you know, the breaking up that came after Katrina is one of the worst things that ever happened, because you broke up the community. Johnny, that's what we're talking about, the community. The community is at the heart of all of our public schools. Our public schools are at the hearts of communities. When you go in to break them up, you're actually tearing apart a community.
Well, and I'll be really frank about this. It's really not about it. It gets packaged in this nice and neat, let's break it up and make it more manageable because it's small and neat. That's not what it's about at all. It's about creating opportunity for industry to have a foot in the door. Mm. It's not about improving schools. Unless the belief system, and this is very, very at the foundation of it for our listeners to kind of get how we're getting to this point of sort of, like our caller said, diametrically opposed to dismantling a public school system. It's really not about school improvement. It's really about a belief that if you marketize, in terms of if you create a competitive market, right, that mm-hmm. you will ultimately put the improvement into that competition, that schools will compete with each other to be the best school, and ultimately kids will have the opportunity because that competition will raise the quality of education. All right. This is simply not, like, Tim, you've illuminated, this simply is not true in education, right? What happens is you're really saying, I'm breaking up the district, but what you're really doing is you're stepping back from responsibility to fiscally support a school district and you're putting it on the local or on the competition or on so-called, and I'm putting scare quotes up my Facebook live, folks can see it, is like on the markets. Right.
Well, what you just, the other part though, I mean, we just said, it's like, there's no evidence that any of this works. We know this, it's been tried many, many times. In fact, though, you kind of hinted at this one, and I'm paraphrasing from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's article about this, but, you know, it was like, the idea was, well, we should at least try this instead of funding the school first. So in other words, I mean, right out in the open, hey, you know what, we'd rather experiment and break it up than actually take on the responsibility as the legislature to maintain thriving public schools, the cornerstones of democracy. No, we don't want to fund Milwaukee public schools. We want to break it up. And I got to go here to Representative Robert Witke from Racine. I love this, who introduced the bill in the assembly, but said he didn't help write it, promoted the bill, though, as bold. He didn't help write it. It was bold. And here's his quote, saying that something smaller isn't better. How will we ever know unless we do something bolder and actually follow through with this? So the other part here is to say, you know what, let's experiment. We don't know what's going to happen. We're not going to fund it. We're going to break it up. And if we find out it's a disaster, well, guess what? When you find out you've created a disaster of your public school system, like they did in New Orleans, how many children and families and futures have you wrecked on your little experiment to see if the school system would be better defunded and then sliced and diced and served out to everybody else? I mean, this is the reality of the people's thinking here. You're not, this isn't an experimental. My child is in this school. My child, my taxpayers, my community did not ask. In fact, this is the other part. Nobody asked anybody in Milwaukee to be a part of this legislation in the commission. Nobody said, hey, what do you think about us breaking up your school system, breaking up your community and defunding it? Doesn't that sound like a good idea? No one asked that question, Johnny.
No, I'm with you. And I worry about this, but we've seen it. And you bring up New Orleans as a great example. And I think any of our large districts that experience that argument of like, by making it smaller, you'll be stronger, was a little bit of bait and switch. Because certainly some of that is true. If we're talking about democratizing education, if we're talking about smaller districts in terms of more local control, but still steady funding and not equal funding, but equitable funding. If your building is really like needs improvement and you need some funding for that improvement in these things. And so we'll get back to that, but we'll talk more about that kind of whole bait and switch around smaller is going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But really,
it's going to be better. And you know what, Bob, thank you. But anybody else, 844-967-2789. Give us a call talking about Milwaukee Public Schools and Republican genius. Sarcasm, more after this.